You're listening to the Who Cares News for Friday, March 6, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Got some random facts for you today.
Alrighty.
Victoria's Secret was based out of Columbus, Ohio in the 1980s, but used a fake London address on their catalogs to look more luxurious.
Ooh. Ooh. Fakers. Cheating scandal.
Kind of like fake boobs. Journey.
Yes.
Never had a number one hit. Can you believe that?
I find that so hard to believe.
The closest was Open Arms, which made it to number two.
Which was huge.
In 1982. Yeah.
That was a huge song.
The legal drinking age in England is five. Five. That's true.
Wow.
As long as the kid is drinking alcohol at home.
Hmm.
Yeah, this is a European thing. They serve wine dinner and blah, blah, blah.
They seem to be pretty healthy, too.
And only three mammals go through menopause. I know you want to know this.
Of course.
Three. One, of course, is humans.
Yes.
The other two are orcas and pilot whales. Three mammals, the only three to go through menopause.
Two of which are whales.
Two of which are whales.
I can't complain. Mine was a piece of cake.
Some can. Speaking of complaining, it is time for the Who Cares News. What's happening today?
Tomorrow is National Cereal Day.
Yeah?
Oh, I love cereal.
Oh, man. Me too.
Love it.
When was the last time I had a bowl of cereal? It's been a while.
Love it.
Mm. Saturday mornings. This is great because tomorrow's Saturday.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
And you get up, you have your bowl of cereal, mm-hmm. you can turn on the cartoons. Wait. There are no more cartoons on TV anymore on Saturdays.
One of my husband and I, one of our biggest parenting tips for young couples with kids, when they get old enough, leave the cereal and the milk where they can reach it.
Get their own damn cereal, right?
And the TV channel turned to the right channel. So all they have to do, because you got the cereal and the bowls on the table.
Yeah.
They just have to get milk in a kid-sized container. They turn on the TV. It's on their favorite cartoon.
There you go.
And
boom.
Mom and dad get to sleep.
I like that. Good advice.
It only works sometimes. All right. So it's time for today is KPPU.
KPP. What's that?
Katy Perry pregnancy update.
Oh, okay. This is a thing, obviously.
Well, first off, she really is pregnant.
She is, for sure. That wasn't a lie. That wasn't a hoax yesterday.
Okay. In an interview yesterday, she said it was not an accident.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So they planned on this little thing.
She was trying to work around her life schedule to fit having a baby in.
No, that makes sense. That makes total sense. She's pretty busy. So, new album.
So were they. Let's make a baby.
I see.
Wonder if Orlando Bloom is still trying to get to number one. Anyway, he's been
practicing.
That's
so inside for us, but that's okay.
So she also says she has a craving for spice. Not spice the drug, spices.
She's pregnant. She can't have spice.
But spices.
Oh, spices. Yes. Uh-huh.
She's literally
never
cared for, she said.
Okay, all right.
She said now she has to carry Tabasco sauce in her purse.
Wow.
She added that she's been eating the same burrito for weeks.
About a little nibble at a time.
Probably a new burrito.
I think she's getting a new burrito every time, but she's ordering the same thing.
Lord, I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
We don't yet have a date for Katy and Orlando Bloom to walk down the aisle.
See, that's what we've all been wondering.
But we know when it won't be.
Oh, really?
Yes. They're putting the plans on hold.
Okay.
According to a source, the couple, they were all set to tie the knot in Japan in early summer.
Uh-huh.
But with the coronavirus spreading,
they've
decided to postpone the big day.
This is why we can't have nice things.
It was all set for Japan, 150 guests.
Yeah.
And Katy was actually really excited about walking down the aisle pregnant.
Wow. Okay. There you go.
But according to the source.
Yeah.
Even though she's doing June and can't travel at that time, Katy Perry.
Yeah, true.
Who knows? Maybe she was going to have the baby in Japan, for all I know.
I don't know, maybe.
On their honeymoon.
Yeah, possibly.
Who knows?
They already had their honeymoon.
Who knows what stars do? They're just like us.
They already had their honeymoon. She's wearing it.
Right. So, speaking of parents, Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher.
Oh.
They revealed during a recent interview that they borrow some parenting tactics from the 90s sitcom Full House.
Oh, God.
I think we all did.
God.
Well, she explained that their daughter, Wyatt always wants her and Ashton to tell her stories.
Well, that's great. Most kids love to hear stories. I'm a big kid. I love to hear stories, too.
Now, because
Nobody
she's
tells
their
me
kid,
stories anymore.
She doesn't want stories like, you know, Berenstain Bears or Dr. Seuss. She wants stories from their real lives.
That's kind of funny. Hey, Mommy. Hey, Daddy. Tell me where I came from and make it a story. What were you doing?
Daddy, what's all that smoke stuff when I watched the 70s show? What's that?
Did you guys date? Were you already Mommy and Daddy when you were on that 70s show? What's that all about? You know, if they were smart, they wouldn't let their kids watch that damn show.
She probably doesn't.
Till they're much older.
Much older.
Much older. It's like, oh my God. Oh, Daddy, you were so young.
Yeah. What happened?
As for her, she looks the same.
She does. He kind of looks the same too.
But I wonder if she's somewhat like Jackie. I know we're getting off course, but her character Jackie on that 70s show, mm-hmm. I wonder if she's kind of like that a little bit in real life. I really wonder.
Maybe.
She's a little shallow, you know, a little like, you know, everything's got to be made up. You remember Jackie on that 70s show?
I don't think she's like Jackie.
And I think he's a little bit like Kelso, though.
Possibly.
I think he's a little bit like Kelso.
I think he made Kelso.
I do too.
Yeah.
Hello, Wisconsin!
I like them. I do.
What, Mila always, and Ashton?
I've always been an Ashton fan.
They live in Carpinteria, and my son was a bartender at a chop house years ago up in Carpinteria. They used to come in. They used to sit in a corner, and they're just like regular folk.
Regular folk.
Regular folk.
Because they're just
who
like
tell
us.
Their kids stories about the 90s.
So anyway, she explained that they eventually learned to try and insert a lesson into each of the stories they tell. Like
just
Full
like
House.
A Full House. Yeah. Okay, I got it. Yeah.
And she even said, we're like Full House, okay? You always have to have a learning curve in there.
Aye, aye, aye.
So Ashton said, are you calling me Bob Zach?
Oh, jeez.
And she said, no, maybe like Jesse.
No, she wishes like Jesse. Mercy.
Mercy, Uncle Jesse. Man, he was hot back then.
You know who's hot still? Halle Berry. Still hot.
Oh, good grief.
Mercy.
Halle Berry, please, for the love of God.
She's got her. You could go to Ross this weekend and you could buy her things. And you could use them. And
I
that
won't
would be a
look
start.
Good in them. I need for her to come and help me and train me. I need her to be my personal trainer. Come on, Halle Berry. Make me your challenge. Do something good for humanity in 2020.
Oh, God. You'd be back here on Monday?
Yeah, because Halle Berry won't be here to kick my ass.
She won't be here. Yeah, me too. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.